Lorraine Ward has stated that libraries always remind me that there are good things in this world. Ward's assertion has relevance because the main focus of a public library is to provide resources and services in a variety of media, meet the needs of individuals and groups for education, information, and personal development, including recreation and leisure. In view of this assertion, presumably, this may be one of the many reasons that activated the contours of a Scottish-American philanthropist, Andrew Carnegie's thinking, because he felt that it should always be a free library. The philanthropist donated funds through a grant to the construction of this beautiful piece of artistry, the first public library, which was located in a house in Coleridge Street, Bridgetown, Barbados, known as the New Town Hall, which was once owned by William Codd. This featured English Renaissance architecture. Coral Stone was constructed in the style between 1903 and 1906. It was officially opened on January 25th, 1906, by the then governor, Sir Gilbert Thomas Carter. Despite the main focus and relevance of this, the Carnegie Free Library, it was located on two different occasions. This location became inadequate for a public library, and therefore the same had to be temporarily relocated to the public buildings and eventually to its official home next to the old Law Courts building. On the second occasion, the same was closed in August 2006 for much needed renovations after 100 years of service to Bridgetown and its environs, and therefore was temporarily moved to a building on Independence Square until such renovations could be completed before reopening in December 2008 at its new Independence Square location. Importantly, the annals of history has revealed that the said library, held and preserved in both print and non-print formats, an impressive collection of Barbadiana dating back to the 18th century, and there are seven branches across the island that offered registered membership to all Barbadians and visitors. Overall, according to Peter Singer, if we can put a man on the moon and sequence the human genome, we should be able to devise something close to a universal digital public library.